Hey there, this is Tyler from The Casual Sound. Do me a favor, if you haven't already, go to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, and if you are already subscribed and you like the podcast, leave a review, and let's bring more people to the party.
You want some?
On with the show.
Let's go.
You're listening to The Casual Sound, Episode 2. I'm your host, Tyler Jacobson, in studio with Jake Ryan.
All right, Tyler.
And Lenny.
Hello.
That was Wand with the song Flying Golem. Great track, relatively new band. It just has this great 60s sound.
Yeah. Sounded like Temples to me.
Yeah, we were talking about that 60s vibe. And you had a good description about it. You were talking about how it's... It's got the good melodies, but it's also like very.
It's really raw.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's almost what you wouldn't expect at this point. Maybe it's even an answer to all of the backing track bullshit that you hear at all the shows right now, and even in music production. You know, there hasn't been anything very real about it, so it's nice to see people kind of return to form on this whole, a lot of indie bands return to form. And it's also nice to hear music that isn't just strictly made on a computer. Listen, I love my technology, okay? I'm a geek for that kind of stuff. But when it comes to music, I really have just been craving a return to the 3- and 4-piece bands. Just something that's very real, tangible, and that, you know, they worked their ass off in a basement for a long time before they ever emerged.
Right, right. I totally agree. I mean, I want to hear those bands. I mean, we talked in the last episode or the episode before about you know, being hungry. But it isn't just that. There's an authenticity that comes along with that as well. I mean, people want an authentic sound, you know.
Yeah,
I mean everybody can go out there and they can make their own stuff, but you know garbage when you hear it.
The band?
Not the band. Okay. Not the band. Although they're coming here too.
They are. They're doing an album signing.
Yeah,
with Blondie. Or a signing. Yeah, they're coming here with Blondie, and then over at Twist and Shout, they're going to do a signing. Actually, I was at NAMM, which is the North American Music Merchandisers Convention. It says massive convention out in California, and like Stevie Wonder shows up there, and you just see famous people walking around. But it
were
was
there, were there rules there, Walter?
No, it wasn't NAMM.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. Oh, wait, it was NAMM. So it was. Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. So I was walking. I was just kind of like ambling the floor of this convention, and I walked by and I see that it's Butch Vig. Nice. They was giving a talk, and what he was giving a talk about was production. It was a program called Wave. And he was showing that how he produced a soundtrack of our lives track, and he broke it apart and went piece by piece on how he used Wave to program this or to produce this soundtrack of our lives track. And I'm like 4 feet away from Butch Vig, a legend by almost any measure, member of Garbage, which is why it's relevant to this conversation. But it was really just amazing just watching him kind of ply his trade in front of a small group of people and just being in that proximity and seeing him do the things that made him great in the first place.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. So it's great. These indie bands, especially at our age, you know, people are either pining for this nostalgia, which I would say we're not blameless in that. We love seeing Ride coming through. We love seeing Slow Dive come through. We love seeing these bands still put out albums. But then you look at, okay, but what are the kids doing?
Right.
And now, like I said, you know, they're putting out some really great stuff that has a really genuine vibe to it, and I'm really glad to see that.
Can we segue into Sleaford Mods? Clearly not kids.
Let's go into Sleaford Mods. So if you don't know about Sleaford Mods, I mean, Lenny, give us a rundown of them.
Not much to say, really. A couple of geezers in their 40s, I would say, shouting, very angry. Got a lot to say. Check them out.
Yeah, so, and then this is kind of a, this is not necessarily typical Sleaford Mods that we're going to go into, though.
Now, this one's probably a little more melodic than some of the earlier stuff.
You're going to actually use the adjective melodic to describe Sleaford Mods? All right. Hey, fair enough. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's get into it. You're going to know whether you love or hate this. And by the way, I love it. You're going to know it within the first couple seconds. So let's get into it.
You biffed my nose. real match for the spoon and twopence of ale shops and tyre mines. I think before I say you better be in line. I think before I say you better be in line. I think before I say you let the word slip by. I think before I say you better be in line. I think before I say you let the word slip by. He's got a plum mop. He's got a mop top. Now it comes with no hope. Wrong Clementines, no socks, no pants. All reform bands and dead pop chats. Like the tinsel mate, it's 70s. Reminds me of a time when we were little kids. Reminds me of a time when the coast was clear. But now it's meatballs and jam as I float around. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear. I think before I say it, better be in line. I think before I say and let the word slip by. I think before I say it, better be in line. I think before I say and let the word slip by. He's got a blunt mop. He's got a moss chops. He's got a blunt mop. He's got a mop top. I think before I say it, better be in line. I think before I say it, let the word slip by. I think before I say it, better be in line. I think before I say it, let the word slip by.
Thank you. But I'm never gonna have to hear the rings of school bells. Do 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 do. Well, don't you remember? You told me in December that a boy is not a man until he makes a stand. Well, I'm not a genius, but maybe you'll remember this. I never said I ever wanted to be a man. We'll be right back.
Does anybody actually like Hot, Hot, Hot? I mean, we got three people who've been listening to music forever. I would say that we even have a Cure fan. You know what? I like the Cure's early stuff. Yeah. I know where my cutoff point is. But do you like, I mean, Jake Ryan, you like?
I like the Cure. You know, for me, I loved Wild Mood Swings. I loved Wish. Loved Disintegration. I know. But the, you know, a lot of.
I like Disintegration. Disintegration's yeah,
Disintegration
got a couple of great
is a
tracks.
stellar album. And, you know, so I really like them, and I've seen them live 3 times. They've been amazing.
I saw them last summer, and I just.
I didn't see them last summer. I saw them on Wild Mood Swings tour. And
don't play any of that Bloodflower shit, okay? Come on.
Well, no. And I saw them on Bloodflowers too, and they were excellent. And you know, I don't know. Cure's one of those bands that I don't know. They've never had the kind of record that has inspired pure devotion for me. And yet,
yeah, that's a great way to put it.
And yet, they have fans out there.
Yeah. I'm not going to disparage their fans. Let me tell you, though, because I picked Hot, 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 and I think that it's a unanimous vote within the three of us. This was not a good track.
I was hoping you was playing Hot, Hot, Eating Bandages, but wasn't to happen, was it?
Nope. Hot, Hot, Hot. And so the reason I did it is because I was listening to this. I was driving around listening to this, and I was like, holy shit, this could be a Jack White track. Like, I can hear Jack White in my head singing Hot, Hot, Hot. So I thought it was appropriate to throw that on after the White Stripes. But then, in a perfect world, I'm listening to Jack White, and I'm saying, okay, well, this is somebody covering David Bowie's It Ain't Easy. Jack White's entire career is him covering David Bowie's It Ain't Easy. But we're not living in a perfect world, and the only lens that I can see this through is when It Ain't Easy comes on, no matter how many times I hear it, I'm like, is this the White Stripes? It's David Bowie. It's on Ziggy Stardust. It happened, what, 30, 40 years before Jack White really even emerged? But I can't stop hearing Jack White on that track.
By emerged, you mean born?
No, I mean emerged as a as a musician. And Jack White's like my age. He's not like 5 years old. All right, so we're gonna end out this show here with some Echo Belly. This is a Jake Ryan pick, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, you know, really great track.
It's a new one, right?
Yeah, latest single. They just came out with it. If you're an Echo Belly fan, you're gonna like what they do. They haven't really missed a beat. I think it's been 10 years.
No idea.
I think it's been about 10 years since their last release. Sonia and Glenn still do what they do extremely well, and of course her voice is just amazing. I love listening to Sonia. Any excuse. This track kind of has an Oasis-y vibe. A little bit of a Clash, echo.
You
in there
shut
as
your
well.
Fool mouth.
Oh no, come on. You'll hear it when it gets played, but, really great track. Let's get it on.
All right. Hey, find us online at thecasualsound.com. You can, like us on Facebook. We're on Twitter too. So come find us, and we'll hear you. Well, we won't hear you. That's not how this technology works.
Well, no, we want to hear
yet.
Them. We want to hear them.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Give us some feedback. Let us know.
Oh, hey, that's a really nice way to spin it.
Absolutely.